This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte. Several hundred protesters gathered in downtown Fort Lauderdale yesterday seeking justice for George Floyd and other black victims of police brutality. Tiffany Burks is the community organizer of the Black Lives Matter Alliance Broward. She says in the past, the group demanded police departments hold de-escalation and implicit bias training sessions.
Those things do not work. We have given police officers enough mercy. We want police departments to be defunded. So we're standing in solidarity with the same demands that the organizers have in Minneapolis.
Ashley Gomez was one of the people who took to the streets in protest in Fort Lauderdale.
What I want to accomplish is I want black men, black women, black people to be live in freedom the way that everyone else deserves.
She came to the protest with Mateo Salas. He says he's infuriated with how black people have been mistreated in America for centuries.
It's time to make a change, and this is that time. It should have been done a long time ago, but we need to do it now.
The protest was organized by the Black Lives Matter Alliance Broward, Broward Democratic Socialists of America, and Broward Dream Defenders. After the protest was over, a disturbance broke out and police officers fired tear gas into the crowd. Fort Lauderdale Mayor Dean Trentalis issued a nighttime curfew that began at 9 p.m. through 6 a.m. this morning.